There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A woman is dead and a person of interest in custody after a stabbing in Brooklyn last night. This happened around 11:30 in an apartment at 333 East 92nd Street in East Flatbush. Police say the 45-year-old woman was stabbed several times, taken to University Hospital, and pronounced dead. One person of interest is in custody. No ID or other details right now. Police say the investigation is ongoing. In Newark, the ICE raided a fish market has sparked a pushback.
You can disagree about the politics and the idea that mass deportations are justified, says Mayor Roz Baraka. But what you can't disagree on is the Constitution.
It's a slippery slope when we think it's okay to suspend the Constitution of the United States in order to make a political point or statement.
Congressman Bob Menendez says here's what the Trump administration is trying to do.
They want to instill fear in communities like Newark, like Jersey City, like Essex County, like Hudson County. There is no end to their cruelty, so we need to tell stories.
Local leaders are making sure immigrant rights groups have the resources they need. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Newark.
The Episcopal Bishop of New York, Matthew Hyde, tells 1010 Winds it's important to protect vulnerable migrants.
We can't know exactly what the future holds, but we know what our commitments are to our faith and to our people and to our city. And that'll guide us in the years ahead.
Also reports today that ICE agents are on Staten Island. The Advance saying migrants are being urged to steer clear of some neighborhoods. There's no confirmation of anything, though, so far. He was just protecting his dog. A Bronx man was mutilated in a slash attack.
At the corner of 178th and Southern Boulevard, a pit bull and a smaller dog are seen on surveillance video running after each other, followed by their owners. And one of them whipped out a machete.
You know, they was having words back and forth, and the guy said he was going to kill the dog. He pulled out the knife.
That woman knows the owner of the pit bull and says the owner of the smaller dog threatened to kill the pit bull when its owner stepped in.
He was just trying to protect his dog. You know, it was really no need for that.
That's when police say the man with the machete sliced four fingers off the owner of the pit bull. He's recovering. The suspect ran away. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
In Queens, police want your help finding a sexual predator. This attack happened just before 6 a.m. yesterday near 3131 94th Street in Flushing. A man came up behind a 32-year-old woman, put a handkerchief over her mouth, and threatened to kill her. He pushed her to the ground, ripped her clothes off, and she managed to get away. He ran off. Police have released photos of this creep, and they will be up soon at 1010winds.com. Anybody with info is asked to call Crime Stoppers. A Queens townhouse fire that led to a firefighter and three civilians hurt yesterday was sparked by e-bike batteries. Broke out just before 5:30 a.m. on 60th Avenue near 146th Street in Flushing. The weather hampered firefighters' efforts to knock it down. Nearby hydrants were frozen. They had to go to neighboring blocks. Two residents suffered serious exposure to smoke. A third slipped and fell getting out of the building. No details on the firefighters' injuries, but everybody is expected to survive. Fire officials say they found at least six e-bikes and nearly two dozen batteries in the basement, which suggests a possible repair operation. Battle over barking in Brooklyn, where a doggy daycare is in danger of closing.
Hounds Town Dumbo is a go-to shop for dog sitting, boarding, and spa services for pups all over the city. Justine Wilson, the owner, says that soon can change due to her legal battle with the landlord inside of 57 J Street.
I'm here every day. It really is like my baby.
She's spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in repairs and construction, which her landlord was always on board with, until the job was done and the doggy daycare opened. Now he's suing her that it's too noisy.
Legally, he has the right to evict us on February 26th. And so we are frantically submit paperwork to the court that reviews all of the appeals.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Dumbo.
1010 Winds has reached out to the landlord and has not heard back. Management company Standard Amusements is looking to end its 30-year contract after only 3 years. The company says the county didn't meet its construction obligations. Westchester officials, though, tell News 12 they've spent some $150 million on upgrades and repairs, and Standard Amusements is neglecting its responsibilities. Both sides now pointing fingers and blaming the other for breaking the contract and not doing enough. Unclear how or if things can be sorted out. Talking tech in Queens. Today is the third annual Tech and Career Expo in Astoria. Borough President Donovan Richards telling 1010 Winds it is a great way to make sure Queens is part of the city's growing technology and innovation spheres.
There are more than capable people in Queens and in New York City who are well versed in technology. And we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make sure that we provide opportunities.
The event is at the Museum of the Moving Image in Astoria from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Party at the Rink. Central Park's Woolman Rink begins a year-long celebration of its 75th anniversary today. Stacey Schuster is the rink's VP of Business Development and Community Impact. She tells 1010 Winds today's event is just the start.
We'll be able to celebrate with activations monthly throughout the year, and it will culminate in one gigantic happy birthday, Woolman Rink 75th.
The first 75 skaters get in free today. There's hot cocoa and special retro sweets at the cafe. Rink opens at 10 a.m. The festivities and performances start at noon.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.